Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for True Crime News. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Hey, real quick, man. Do you think teams even look at tape on us or even scheme for us? I honestly believe they go into the locker room and the coach says, listen, go out there, impose your will, get a lead. They're not going to catch up, number one. Number two, why are we kicking field goals in that weather? The only time the ball should have touched a foot on any part of that field should have been a punt, a kickoff, and, maybe an extra point. And, oh, by the way, we finally scored in the red zone. Finally. But that got negated. Why? Because of a what? A fumble. Come on, man. Special teams have been trashed all year.
Oh, my gosh.
We should not have kicked any field goals. None. If we get to the 30, run it. I don't care.
I'm with
run
you.
It. Fourth and one, run it.
Hey, Rob, I mean, the punt returns. Buffalo, every time I looked up, I couldn't even get mad at the special teams because everything else went awry.
Oh, I know. Everything went crazy. But what happened as soon as Mason gets in the game? What's he do? Rip off 10, 15.
I know.
10, 7, 8. It's like, feed him the rock. I don't care. Feed him the rock three times. Give it to Garrido. Just keep pounding the ball.
Totally with you.
What are we doing out
there? Hey, they had a graphic last night. It was a two-page graphic. This is I've never seen this in all my years of watching football. Niners special teams disasters this year. And they had a whole page. It was like four bullet points. And then they go to the second page. And I'm thinking to myself, bro, in all my years of I'm telling you this. This is the truth. This is the worst special teams unit I've ever seen in all my years of watching 49er football.
Well,
that is with Kyle Williams and Jose Cortez and Vinny Sutherland. I mean, what I wouldn't give for a Vinny Sutherland right now. What I wouldn't give for a Mike Kofor
You wouldn't give up anything for Mike Kofor.
What about
White Richie?
Yes, exactly. For a Fred Otis Amy return. I mean, I'm dead serious.
Hey, you know what?
Can you come back?
No, you know what? Debo did have some good kickoff returns.
Yeah, I know. None of them were called off. And then after two great kickoff returns, he fumbles.
He fumbles.
Dude, our kicker is slide tackling like it's Ladybugs the movie. Dude. One of the guys who's running 100 miles per hour past him.
Dude.
He's watching Premier League early mornings.
Oh, dude. Mo Salah.
O'Donnell?
Mo Salah.
By the way, does anyone miss Mitch Wisnowski? Does anyone? I just want to make sure we're clear.
No, he's fine. Mitch Wisnowski's been a good punter.
Mitch Wisnowski is garbage.
He's been a good punter.
Guy's making millions.
He was a good punter.
I'd cut him for Presley Harvin III.
Well, nobody picked up Presley Harvin III.
And they're wrong.
He's so good. Let's get TC back in here. Then we'll get the Uncle Charlie and Nick. TC, what's happening?
Yes, sir. Shasky and Bonte, before we can start, man, how was our Thanksgiving, bro? Was it really blessed?
It was really good. It was blessed, buddy. It was blessed. How was yours, TC?
Hey, man, mine was good, bro. Thank you. For sure. But before we get started, I got a few things, right? I'm not even mad. I've been telling y'all about life, so I don't even get mad about this team no more, bro, because it was already over, right? So I'm gonna talk about a few stats real quick, Joe. You'll love this. You too, Bonte. So check it out, bro. We all talking about running, right? So Jordan Mason is averaging six yards a pop, right? 13 carries for 78 yards, right? Garrido, four. He's averaging four. He only carried it four times, but he's averaging almost 5 yards a pop. The boy Cook and the other dude had double-digit running. Why aren't we running the ball? Kittle got up there talking about running. Run the ball, Kyle. You know why we didn't do that? Because Kyle heard everybody say, we need to run the ball, so he want to come out and pass the ball and start playing around. Niner fans, do we really want to keep dealing with this guy? That's all I'm really asking, a true question. Do we really want to ask? I want everybody to ask themselves, personally, do we really want to keep dealing with this guy? Also, to the caller's point earlier, I'm all in on Rex Ryan. I'm all in on Robert Saleh. I'm all in on the boy over there in Detroit. They going to come in here and know what to do. I say Robert Saleh and Rex Ryan, right? Because they going to come in here and they going to know what to do with the defense. Robert Saleh for sure. He's going to be in there, both leader and men. Only reason it didn't work with Robert Saleh and the Jets, because he was dealing with a diva. If Robert Saleh comes to the Niners, bro, this team ain't going to miss a beat, and the defense will be back day one. Bro, it's over for Shanahan. Niners fans, ask yourself, do we still want to deal with this, bro?
TC, what about Brock Purdy? TC, what about Brock Purdy?
He can't throw in bad weather, and he came from Iowa State. I don't understand this guy, bro. If it's sunny, he's looking like Steve Young. He's in Nashville, Montana. If it's raining, this dude is looking like a bus, bro. It's over.
Time for the legal.
You're listening to 95.70 KM, KGMC-FM in HD1 San Francisco, and now the G Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app. Hey, look, man, that's two calls and votes of confidence for Rex Ryan as a head coach.
All right, so look,
Rex Ryan who's on Get Up.
I'm not.
Hey, somebody said that to Rex Ryan. He may bring it up on Get Up.
I don't want Rex Ryan.
I don't either.
I'm not opposed to, like, you just hire the best guy available, right? Like, to me, like D'Amico Ryans, right? Yeah, he's a defensive-minded coach. He's also just a great football mind, clearly, and guys love him, right? We'll see if they can eventually, you know, get over the hump and win it all. The last defensive coach to win it all, besides Bill Belichick, Pete Carroll. And we know what happened the second time Pete Carroll was in that Super Bowl and had an opportunity to win it all and got a little too cute. So since Sean Payton, it has been all offensive-minded coaches winning it all since whatever, 08, 09, 07. Whenever Sean Payton won with the New Orleans Saints, since then, it has been Belichick, Pete Carroll, and the rest are offensive guys. I'm not saying you can't do it. I'm just saying, like, Rex Ryan?
Well,
come on.
Look, I'm not here to say Shanahan should be fired. He should not be fired.
It's our first Shanahan should be fired call.
Yeah, no, well, it's a couple. I don't think Shanahan should be fired whatsoever. But if you do fire him, and if Jay York does fire him, you best make sure you don't miss on the next hire. Because replacing Shanahan is going to be very difficult. He set the bar extremely high. Tom Sula is not a good coach, but it was almost impossible for him to meet the standard that Jim Harbaugh set.
No doubt.
It was hard for George Seifert to meet the standard of Bill Walsh set. George Seifert won two Super Bowls. Now, one, of course, with Bill Walsh's team, but George Seifert had been there for the entire decade. But it still wasn't good enough. And he got fired for Mooch. And then Mooch got axed because, you know what, we can't get out the second round? No, you're gone. This ain't the 49ers standard. So if you do fire him, and I'm not, again, I want to make sure, Joe Shasky, the Butcher, Bon Taylor, not saying fire Kyle Shanahan whatsoever. I think he should be the coach for this team next season. But if you do fire him, you best make sure you get the right guy. Because you can't botch this.
No doubt.
It will set your organization back 3 years.
If Belichick wasn't out there, wouldn't this, like, because Belichick just being out there, I do believe, like, it's an intriguing proposition. But when you start to dive deeper, he's much older.
Yeah.
You know, he would have to hire the right offensive coordinator. And we know that Josh McDaniels and him have worked closely together for a long time. I don't know where Josh is doing right now. I have no idea.
He's chilling.
I don't even know if his offense still works, okay? And again, Belichick's a lot older. Does he have the wherewithal, energy, time, whatever, to go through a rebuild? Simultaneously, what other spots, like Cincinnati, could he go to where it's a little more turnkey?
Mm-hmm.
As turnkey as we thought this was, it's not. Like, so, okay, let's take Belichick off the board. We're really going to go Rex Ryan over Kyle Shanahan. No, that's dumb.
Rex Ryan is a defensive coordinator?
As a DC?
I'd listen to that.
No, as a DC all day.
I would listen to that.
All day.
I'd listen to that.
No, but as the head coach?
No.
No. No, I'm out on that. Now, if you're going to go with one of these other coordinators or whatever, like that's what people are suggesting.
707 saying Brian Flores, Minnesota.
That'll work well here. The guy who doesn't know quarterbacks.
There's a guy that's going to be available probably if they do another regime change. I don't know if he sticks around, but Patrick Graham of the Raiders, who actually does pretty well against the Chiefs for the most part, he'll be available. That's a name that's not sexy, but that's a name that's going to be available.
Yeah, okay. Defensive coordinator, but I don't think that's getting his fan base excited.
It's not a sexy hire.
It's not a sexy hire whatsoever.
You're going to see. I just want to make sure people would fire Shanahan to go get Brian Flores.
Yeah, it's not going to work. It's not going to happen.
When does that crack come into play? Okay.
So like even Josh McDaniels, going back to that, say if they hired Belichick,
this is a wild hypothetical.
Josh McDaniels' offense without Tom Brady?
Very mediocre.
How's it looked?
Horrible, actually.
How's it looked?
It looks like remedial is the word I would use.
I'm good off that.
Spadoni?
I'm good off that.
You saw it firsthand?
Yeah, I saw immediately when they fired him last year, the offense take off.
Yeah, I'm good off that. I am good off that.
Now, I'm not going to lie to you, B. I do like, because I feel like this Shanahan tree, I don't know, man. It's if you're going to go in a different direction offensively, you can't hire someone from this tree. Ben Johnson's intriguing. I don't know what he is as a total coach, though. Yeah. I know with that team and that roster, he's awesome. I'd like to know more about him, the individual. Right. All that speculation. That being said, I'm just trying to cover.
Right.
I'm staying with Shanahan.
Well, you look at the tree. McDaniel's offense once Tua got back has been functional.
Yeah, it has.
Matt LaFleur has adjusted well in Green Bay, and our offense,
it's Jordan, different than the Niners.
It's different
though.
Than the
they
Niners.
They throw it a little better.
They throw it a little better, but they also have committed to the run.
No doubt.
Diana Russini from The Athletic, it's like, teams want to be physical like the Lions. The Niners have been physical the last 5 years. Didn't the Lions take what the Niners did? The Niners wanted to get to 30 carries. Are we forgetting about the Niners? They haven't been finesse under Kyle Shanahan. But also, Sean McVay. Yes, he's adjusted. Damn good. And if Zach Taylor can't sort of McVay, the problem with Cincinnati, they can score points. They just can't stop nobody. So the offense still works. We saw it yesterday in Buffalo. The offense was moving the ball. They were moving the ball up and down the field. But you got to score touchdowns. And what has done the Niners in? It's the red zone. Because it's one thing we haven't brought up today, which has been a theme all season. They were 1-3 in the red zone yesterday. So if you want to point to a couple things that has gone wrong for the 49ers, red zone efficiency, one of the worst teams after being the top team last season. They were 1-3 again yesterday. I stopped tallying the numbers because they were so bad. They're basically good to go 1-3 in the red zone every single game. All right? You're missing field goals. You're missing tackles. Players are hurt. So the personnel has rotted on this football team. Some of the personnel and your high-priced players. Like, I'm looking at Trent and Nick Bosa. Trent holding out because he had to be one of the highest-paid left tackles. Out of nowhere, knowing that Ayuk needed money, knowing that McCaffrey got the extension, but the old big Trent, who just got a new contract a couple years ago, had to hold out. Nick Bosa, who was the first guy to call out Steve Wilkes, and was very, and Fred Warner did too, to a certain extent, but Nick Bosa called him out. He's been paid big money. It's been underwhelming since he's gotten big money.
Well, and then
Debo Samuel's been underwhelming since he's gotten big money. So my premium players haven't stepped up.
Plus, there's been things that are out of your control. So, to be fair, Charvarius Ward and the situation that he's had is horrific.
Nope.
It's horrific. Look, for the human, my heart goes out to him. It's derailed the season. I'm watching this guy run around, and it's like, I feel bad for him. I don't even know how he's playing right now. I don't know how he's doing it. But to me, to critique Charvarius Ward after everything him and his family has been through...
Wait, who critiqued the...
No, I'm just saying. He's a high-paid player.
I wouldn't even bring him up.
It's not even fair. But Monte, that's out of the team's control. Right. Ricky Pearsall getting shot on Union Street is out of out of the team's control. They have no control over that. CMC getting hurt in the offseason, training. I guess to a degree they have control on it, but they also have no control on that.
Well, even Ricky Pearsall before
don't miss
he even,
that break, doggy.
Okay, even before Ricky Pearsall got shot, hell, he wasn't even on a practice field because he had a shoulder injury, multiple shoulder injuries, hamstrings, unbelievable.
It's just been this season from hell.
Yeah, it is. And Charvarius Ward, look, you want to talk about guys playing? If Charvarius Ward didn't play a game the rest of the season, I would not blame him.
Totally agree.
That guy came back in a snowstorm and tried to give it all for his team, just like Fred Warner, who's playing on a fractured ankle, and Christian McCaffrey with bilateral Achilles tendonitis. So, It's a lot going wrong for the 49ers this season. They're 5-7. Is there anybody hopeful that they can win the rest of their games? Because I'm sure in the hell, I'm now officially on that wagon where let's evaluate for next season. Let's evaluate. All right, what's coming up? The rest of your calls. Uncle Charlie, hang tight. Nick and Berkeley, hang tight. Mona and Pacifica, hang tight. Hang tight. We're going to get to everybody here on the Morning Roast, and it's brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Your 15-minute drive-through oil change. Visit their expert technicians to check the fluids, the tire pressure, the windshield wipers, the batteries, and much, much more. Safe holiday travel starts at Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Locations and coupons at BayAreaOilChange.com. BayAreaOilChange.com.
Hey, yo, this is your man. You listen to the 95.7 The Game, The Morning Roast with Fonte and Shasky. Oh, baby.
What up, Suchi, man? Download the Odyssey app, 95.7 The Game, thousands of other stations, and millions of podcasts are free on the Odyssey app. Sports talk, music, news, and great podcasts like Garlic Fries and Baseball Guys are all available. And follow your favorite teams like the Niners, Warriors, stations, and radio shows. Mark Grandy, Jake Hutchinson, and Lo Neal were holding it down last week, filling in for Willard or Dibs. That was last week, of course. Trent Williams is going through a tragedy right now, him and his wife. They lost their son, according to his wife on Instagram. Had a stillborn, which is, that's tough. That I can't even compute and comprehend what the hell he's going through right now. Forget the ankle. If he wants to take more time off to be with his wife, then you know what? This is the season to do it. Trent Williams, our condolences to you and your lovely wife. Go out there to everybody. That's. I know some people who just had the same thing happen to them a couple weeks ago, and it's a holiday season. You're bringing in a bundle of joy to the family, and that happens, man. That's brutal. That's brutal.
I don't even know what to say.
Yeah, there's not much to say.
Horrible.
It is horrible. No, my man Mully's going through it. His college coach Saturday during the game, he got a text that Luke Karnesecca had passed away at the age of 99. And I could tell Mully was chuckled up a little bit towards the tail end, but he was celebrating his life, and he just saw his coach. So, you know, hug you. Always tell people you love them, man. I love FaceTime. I love talking to people voice to voice instead of text, because you never know if it could be the last time, man. It's the holiday season, man.
It's funny you say that about the love you, man, because like, I say it all the time.
Yeah.
All the time. I tell people I love them.
Especially since COVID.
Yeah, no doubt. But there's things that happen in your life that like kind of will change you forever, and you realize how precious life is. Yeah. And Guru and I were actually just talking about this yesterday. As a quick aside, there was a video of this Juice WRLD concert where there was a guy who was very large, rapping with an oxygen tank. And I was like, damn, bro, this guy needs to like, I'm not even trying to like tell him how to live his life. I'm just like, bro, you're on death's doorbed. Yeah. And I had a friend who passed away who was a very large man, not tall. And he went blind because he was so big, and he has like a legit health condition, which he can't control. But you need to get your life in order. I'm trying to live to be 100. Even then, it could be my moment anytime I step out the house.
No doubt.
And the point that I'm going at is that, like, the life is very precious, and don't take anything for granted. Don't take people that have affected you positively for granted, and all the BS that you think you're fighting over, and it's really not worth it.
No, it's not.
Because when it's all said and done, it's meaningless.
No doubt. I tweeted something. I've been trying to post more positivity out there because there's so much negativity in the world.
For sure.
And there was a quote I ran across that I shared it on Instagram where it was basically like, look, man, you can only control the energy you're giving to people and control the way you are towards people, being a kind person. You can't worry about how that energy is reciprocated.
Mm-hmm.
Just can't. You can't. And so when you talk about health, I got diagnosed with sleep apnea like 3.5 years ago. And the doctor's like, look, you know, I'm a sports guy. So I'm like, didn't Reggie White die because he had sleep apnea, snoring in his sleep? And most people would have passed away in their sleep. And I was like, well, what do I got to do to cure this thing? They say, well, you may have to wear a mask. And give me the damn machine. I don't care. Yeah. I want to live.
Yeah.
And I've got the best sleep I've had in years because people let you know. But I seen Stephen A. He had the same machine one day. He did a video. I was like, wow, look at Stephen A. He's got the same machine. Life is precious. Whatever. If I got to take a pill or something to stay, I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
I got to work out. You got to do it. You got to watch what you eat. You got to do it. If you got to cut out nachos after 8 p.m., you got to do it. It is what it is, man. So our condolences go out to Jarvis Ward. It goes out to Trent Williams, man. What a tough season for the 49ers, man.
Terrific.
This is brutal. Not to mention Brandon Ayuk, who hasn't even had surgery. We haven't heard anything about the surgery. Nothing. And then Christian McCaffrey. Coming back. And you, a guy who loves football. Loves it.
I'm shocked it's the knee and not the calf.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that they're wrong. I'm just saying, like, when I watch the video, again, I'm not a doctor. I don't pretend to be a doctor. It reminded me a lot of KD.
Fred Warner playing on a fractured ankle.
He don't look right. At all.
Fractured his ankle.
He don't look right. Renardo Green had a concussion, I believe, and a shoulder injury, and he was playing. It's just this team is just so beat up.
Yeah.
Kyle looked like he wanted to do what I do in Madden when I know it's a lost season.
Simulate to the end.
Simulate to the end. End of season? Yes, please.
Let me get to the draft. Simulate to the end. Let's go to Uncle Charlie in Richmond. Uncle Charlie, what's happening, man? Long time no talk.
My condolences to Trent Williams and Ward for their losses. But Shanahan makes you mad. Shanahan makes you mad. Shanahan makes you mad. It's time for the regime. It's time to get Spagnuolo from Kansas City. He does special coordinator. He does a defense coordinator. Bring him in. And then you can bring your boy from Detroit, Johnson, whatever his name, the coordinator. The regime is up. Shanahan makes you mad. Shanahan makes you mad. I'm out.
Please save that on our board. I'm going to put that as a Song of the Year candidate for the Doobies.
Shanahan makes you mad. Shanahan, he does make a lot of people
it's
mad.
Shanahan. Shanahan makes you mad. Oh, it's Shanahan. Shanahan makes you mad. We need to add that. We need to have Vontae's drop with Uncle Charlie's drop and put some music to it.
Oh, man. It's Shanahan. Oh, man. It wasn't Shanahan yesterday. I thought he had a good offensive game plan. They ran the ball right down Buffalo's throats. Buffalo has the third or fourth worst run defense in the league. They ran it right down their throats. Run game was rolling. It's the pass game that's outdated. And that's one thing that I think this organization with John Lynch, Parag, Kyle, they need to get together. How do we revolutionize our passing game? Because our passing game, the 49ers passing game, we've seen it in multiple NFC championship games. We've seen it in multiple Super Bowls. The drop back passing game of the 49ers needs to be freshened up a bit. Outdated.
Was there one drop back you were like, yeah, that looks normal?
Not one.
They ran
not one.
Screen after screen after screen. I don't even know.
But we got an unnamed beat writer flexing about one out route.
That guy.
Flexing about one out route, but we're going on to nothing but screens. We got Baldies in the world, and Greg Cassell's in the world said, yeah, we don't know if Brock Purdy's really seeing it. We got Brady saying, yeah, he's good, but he needs to elevate his players around him. But we got an unnamed beat writer talking about Brock Purdy has had a better career than Josh Allen. And, oh, look at that out route. Oh, somebody said he can't. Nobody said Brock Purdy can't throw an out route,
that
but can he throw it consistently?
Down. And David Lombardi, I love you, bud.
No name.
Live in reality. I got another one for you. Speaking of the antithesis of David,
we won't name him, but
I just named him. Here's the other one.
Thanks.
Grant Cohn, someone posted a photo. Now that there's so much chaos, it's the Joker meme where he's Heath Ledger leaning out of the cop car while smoking a cigarette. Carter, you sent this to me? Is that correct?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, he's thumbs up.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God. Some of us thrive in chaos.
Yeah, no, we do. Well, hey, businessman Bonte says losses ain't bad for business.
I mean, it's just the Niners season has been an absolute disaster. But this is sports. Like, random things happen in sports, you know? Oh. And sometimes you run into a buzzsaw. And sometimes it's just not your year, and it's not their year.
So somebody tweeted this out.
What's that?
And I can't even read his avatar because...
I mean, you got to laugh through the pain.
No, you got to laugh through the pain. So this Twitter account, and Snoop Dogg made this phrase famous, and you know what I'm talking about? What's up, D's? Well, that's his Twitter name. I just had to give it to you. D's! And you know what the rest is, fill in the blank. Well, I guess he tweeted at me. I guess I'm roasting Lombardi himself since we put the cats out the bag. On the radio this morning about the narrative that Brock is better than Allen absolutely made my day. It brought me up to speed.
When Niner fans are like, oh, Josh Allen loses playoff games, it's like, do you know what you're watching? Like, honest to God, do you know what you're watching? We watched Barry Bonds be Goliath and come up short for years.
Man.
And yet you can't see that, you know, Josh Allen's amazing, even though his team doesn't win at all. Just because you win doesn't make you good. And just because you lose doesn't make you bad. You're so, like, we got to watch the games and have some analytical, you know, discernment here.
Can you imagine flipping on a camera, doing a live stream, and with a straight face, the efficiency's there. Brock Purdy's had a better career than Josh Allen.
I mean, Jesus Christ. It's the same rhetoric right
come
there
on, man.
That where people are like, Lamar's not that good. He's never won anything in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Clayton Kershaw, bum. Aaron Judge,
exactly.
Stinks.
Yeah. Exactly.
Come on.
But yet,
Mike Trout, awful.
Barry Bonds didn't have a good playoff run.
But Cody Ross.
Hey, Barry Bonds' playoff numbers was terrible.
Until 02.
Until 02. But even then, it was like, Barry Bonds is one of the best players all
of
time.
Time.
And that was without the playoff resume. I watched Lamar Jackson. You stayed back at home on Christmas Day last year. I had to go see Lamar.
Yeah.
I had to.
I said, fought the wife. I wanted to bring the baby.
I was like, I have to see Lamar. LJ was like two
years old. He was like literally like 4 pounds. Literally, because he was very premature.
Yeah, you can't bring him out there.
Come on.
You know? Tough enough, LJ. No, I'm kidding.
I was sitting on the couch going, thank God I didn't go to this game.
No, I
had, after the first quarter.
No, I had to go to that game. Because I said, wow. The levels, as we were talking about it, remember Bald, because you were out.
Uh-huh.
Spadoni was in. And Spadoni asked, I think you asked him about the MVP, Baldy. And so Spadoni asked Baldy about the MVP award, and Baldy, who has been the biggest Brock Purdy fan,
yeah,
for that week, hit a backpedal quicker than Deion Sanders.
Oh.
He goes, I need to see Brock Purdy against Baltimore before I start talking about MVPs. I need to see Brock Purdy against Baltimore. And I was like, wait, what? What's going on here? How I went to that game, and I saw Lamar throw that ball, and I saw him run that ball, and I said, damn. Yeah, he's right. There are levels to this.
When I seen him throw that ball, I was like, oh, my God.
Oh, my
God.
This was me on the couch Christmas.
Christmas.
The little guy, he was tiny,
as
bro.
Brock Purdy tried to throw 7 interceptions.
Oh, I thought he did throw 7. I mean, it was bad. Kyle Hamilton? Kyle Hamilton is intercepting Brock Purdy still right now to this day.
Will Kyle ever admit that he benched Brock Purdy for Darnold, or?
Remember in that game, the ref tripped up Lamar Jackson in the end zone?
Yeah. Hey, I saw Lamar shake Fred Warner in that game, and I
was
one of the most incredible
when
plays.
When he ran to the left, and he cut it back in the middle of the field, it's like, Warner look slow.
Well, and Zay Flowers was ridiculous.
Oh, they were all ridiculous.
By the way, they have Derrick Henry now. I don't know. I don't know if you know this.
He's getting popped by Cooper DeJean.
Who went 40th overall in this draft, and the Niners selected Ricky Pearsall, 31, ahead of Ladd McConkey, ahead of Keon Coleman, ahead of Xavier Leggett, whose country is hell. I would have taken his country ass out here in San Francisco.
You know, normally I could find a silver lining in like things. Like
there's no silver lining here.
This feels like where like the buck is about to really stop.
No. It's evaluate everything for 2025. And here's the deal, Niner fans, because I keep preaching it's a year-to-year league. And it's a year-to-year league. Everything's on the table.
I mean,
everything's on the table.
You know what my mind started doing?
Everything's on the table.
You know
the quarterback's on the table. The left tackle's on the table. The wide receiver core is on the table. The DBs are on the table. The coach may be on the table.
I was thinking about it this way. Like, these are the things. I'm just going to rattle them off. Just bear with me. Things that went through my mind. Okay, Jordan Mason's going to be a restricted free agent. Do I even want to sign him? Like, I like him. I like him a lot. But, like, we know how running backs are. We just paid CMC. He's the highest paid running back this year. I don't even know if CMC's going to play next year.
I would give him a team-friendly deal because we know he can play. And the 49ers don't have a great track record at drafting running backs.
But you get where I'm going.
I get where you're going.
Okay, CMC, is he going to play at all next year?
We don't know.
Okay, just because the knee starts feeling better, what's up with the calves? Have we seen the best of CMC? What's up with Ayuk? Does he play a snap next year? Or is he just lost all year?
He did have surgery, by the way. You guys mentioned that a couple weeks ago. He did have
surgery. Oh, okay, because I know they were delaying it. All right, my bad. Debo Samuel, he's got to be gone, right? It feels like it.
This is his last five games with the 49ers.
I'd trade Trent Williams. I would. You know, I know he's going through some stuff, but I would probably move Trent Williams as well.
Can you make the argument to bring Debo back?
Well, if Ayuk's not ready, yeah.
But
his number needs to be reduced.
But not only that, coming off of the Super Bowl, Well, we all walked away from that Super Bowl saying we couldn't be the only guy who could be press man was Brandon Ayuk.
Yeah, I know.
And Deebo Samuel had 13 targets in the Super Bowl, and Ayuk had 6.
The biggest play of that game was a double pass.
Yes.
That was the only offensive play. We're like, wow!
But after watching it, Super Bowl.
Yeah, I know. It was bad.
And watching him. And then Guru will tell you off the record, we had this guy talking to us for 40 minutes saying, yeah, that's the guy you trade, Deebo Samuel.
Okay,
don't go 3-1 with Shasky on me. But then T.O.'s coming in. I don't know if he's more worried about his pregame fits.
It's hard to argue with those guys. And then I look at I think you should probably move him, all right? And then I'm looking at the rest of the offense. Hey, wow, look, we drafted Dominic Pooney, and he's actually good.
Yeah.
Why don't you do that a couple more times on the offensive line? Can you find a second tight end? I'm done with Juice. I don't want to see the fullback anymore. You know, everybody, Juice is just like Tom Raftman. Go back and look. I want you to pull it up right now. You pull up Tom Raftman's usage and numbers in the late 80s and the early 90s.
Oh, it was off the charts.
And Juice is a good player.
Charts.
Tom Raftman was unbelievable.
He's the best fullback in 49ers history. It's not even close.
So I want a second tight end. I got to find a second tight end somewhere.
How long have we been saying a second tight end?
For a decade. Since Vernon Davis, since they lost to Lonnie Walker, I've been looking for a second tight end.
We were sold on Eric Saubert, though.
I know. Then I look at these linebackers, and I'm like, Fred, get whatever surgery you need, and so you're right. I don't know what's up with Dre Greenlaw. I can't count on him.
But do you play Greenlaw this year?
I don't think so. I need to draft 2 more linebackers. The defensive line needs a complete revamping.
By the way, Jalen Graham was wearing number 41. I want you to watch back the 65-yard touchdown.
I'm going to have to watch
James
it, yeah.
Cook. He gets swallowed up.
I don't like...
I mean, it was not even...
I don't like Graham. I like Bethune better than Graham.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. We'll see.
Bethune will be back next year.
Yeah, but like,
I think Bethune's going to have an elevator role.
I like Malik Mustafa, but they have a million box safeties.
Yeah, I move Malik to box safety and go get me a free safety.
Okay, so that's another need. Like, Bonte, they have to trade a bunch of guys. Oh. They need 13 picks. Like,
who's
this is a team now. They went from, you can't even get 6 picks on this roster, to, you need to walk away with 13 middle-round picks. And late round picks out of this next draft. Like, you have to start trading people.
Well, things I wrote down yesterday.
You need a new kicker?
I think you keep Moody. He's on a cheap contract.
Oh, just one more year of missing kicks?
No, I think he's been fine. He's got hurt. You got to give him credit with the ankle injury.
He's the 32nd accurate kicker this year.
But I can't get over the 250 plus yard field goals in the Super Bowl. He saved our ass.
And the missed extra point.
I got blocked. But also that, not only that, he did make a kick in Detroit after missing one in the first half. He did make one in the second half to make it 24-10. He made the kick in Green Bay. I'm keeping Moody for the cheap contract. Because look at all the kickers around the league. You see Justin Tucker yesterday?
Yeah.
He's an all-time
kicker. He's cooked.
But he was good for over a decade.
Yeah, I mean,
he's one of the greatest kickers ever. It's Gramatica.
Vinatieri.
Vinatieri.
Goskowski.
Him. Martin
Anderson.
Morton Anderson. Anderson.
I'm some Chris Boswell in there, too.
And even...
David Greenacres.
And even Gary Anderson, who was perfect in 1998, missed a game-winning field goal for Minnesota. Against the Atlanta Dirty Bird Falcons.
Bonte, I'm watching Chase McLaughlin make kicks. You can get a kicker anywhere.
But he also missed one.
I'm just saying.
He missed one in overtime. You
guys are talking about silver linings there, silver lining this season. Well, I'll tell you this. With that loss this last week, the Niners went from the number 18th pick in the first round to number 14th.
Here's the best part.
It's a 4-spot different, boys.
If anybody says anything about, mathematically, you're still alive. For a top-5 pick! You are 2 games out of a top-5 pick and 1 game out of a top-10 pick. This is a team that needs, it's not just the first-round pick. They need it in every round.
And listen, they're not going to have to tank because they're just not good enough right now.
If the Bears come out and kick our butt, oh my God.
Well, the Bears might come out.
The new coach. Couldn't wait to fire Eberflus till after next week.
Caleb played his ass off in that Detroit game, and he was taking shots. Oh. But here's the problem.
Another quarterback's going to outplay Purdy?
Yeah, but the way. And you know what? Since you named it Lombardi, his tweet after his big takeaway after the Lions debacle, after the Bears debacle against the Lions, Caleb Williams, just inexcusable clock management. That's just inexcusable. What about the coach not calling timeout? He's got control of timeouts. You see,
it's the Bears.
You got your rookie quarterback.
Who said that?
You have your rookie quarterback.
What is that from?
Your rookie quarterback is in trouble. Matt Eberflus, call the timeout with 15 seconds left. And then he doubles down on it after the game, and then he does it the next day. And I liked our operation. Really? Well, an hour later, he was gone.
The It's the Bears.
It's the Bears.
It's that radio. Do you guys want to hear the radio call real quick?
Yes, please.
It's that good
to play. I need something non-Niner-ish to make me feel happy.
So Wayne Larrivee's the usual voice on the radio side for the Bears radio network, but he was out. But it was Jason Benetti, who's really good, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Formerly Chicago White Sox, now the Detroit Tigers, their play-by-play guy, but also does Fox Sports, Fox College
stuff. Put it on the
board. Yeah, there you go. Jason Benetti, take it away. Bears radio call of their loss in that debacle on Thanksgiving to the Lions.
Time is ticking away, down to 25 seconds. The Bears are out of field goal range. They have one timeout. It's third and forever. Williams at the line, tapping his head. We're down to 15 seconds here. Caleb Williams out of the shotgun, third and long. Time is moving. Gotta go under 10 seconds now. Oh, my goodness. Back to Williams. He's ready to throw. He'll throw it down the middle of the field. Incomplete at the horn. The game is over. The Bears won't even get to fourth down. They leave Detroit with a timeout in their pocket. And the Lions, for the first time since 16, have won on Thanksgiving. 23-20, the final score. How in the world can that happen? It's the Bears.
Oh, my God.
Who said that?
Oh, my God.
Tom Thayer, the color commentator.
It's the Bears.
Bro,
oh,
it's
gosh.
The Bears.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's the Niners now, right now. That's just how I felt after the game yesterday.
The amount of Photoshops I've seen with Kyle Shanahan standing there with his arm over his chest and a Bears logo on the other side of it's hilarious.
Kyle Shanahan.
Hey, I'm going to ask you this.
We don't want Kyle Shanahan pairing up with Caleb Williams. That could be deadly.
Or he could destroy Caleb's confidence by just grinding him into the ground like he has every quarterback.
I think he lighted up with Caleb, but
hey,
who knows?
If you could trade Kyle Shanahan for multiple firsts, you would have to explore that, right?
You listen, but I'm not doing it.
The John Gruden deal was two firsts and 2 seconds. Yeah.
If you told me I get two firsts and 2 seconds,
but how did that work out for the Raiders?
That.
Not good.
It didn't work out for the Raiders.
They went to go get Bill Callahan, and he sunk.
You still have to nail the pick.
No doubt.
You still have, and I know and Kyle Shanahan is a proven commodity. Who am I hiring as coach? Are these candidates better than Kyle Shanahan?
If I gave Bill Belichick a clean slate with this roster, two firsts and two seconds,
I'm not doing it with Belichick.
I would definitely do that.
I wouldn't do it. Belichick draft? Belichick drafted poorly.
I didn't say he was the one picking. Right. I just, he's got
to
get the right.
But if Belichick wants to go to a situation where he has his fingerprints all over.
Do I have to get Ernie Costi, whatever the guy's name?
Yeah, the cheater.
Yeah.
Who do every freaking rule of the
book. Ernie Accorsi.
Loopholes. Like, no, you don't do that. You keep Shanahan. You don't do that. You don't do that. Because go look at New England's drafts. Christian Gonzalez is a hell of a corner, though.
What if I traded Shanahan to the Jets?
For what?
Their pick.
Oh, my gosh. Might as well just go to the Giants and say, hey, Wellington-Mara, here you go.
Number one overall pick straight up for your head coach?
I'm teasing at this point. Who would you take number one overall?
This year?
Yeah.
I'll take Cam Ward.
No, you're taking the wrong guy.
I might take Travis Hunter. What?
You know who to take. Come on, man. Let's give it up to Coach Prime. You always say you want a quarterback with a flip phone? That's crap, because you take Joe Burrow right now, and Joe Burrow ain't a flip phone quarterback.
Joe Scheisty's a baller.
Yeah, exactly. Shador's a baller. You know you like Shador.
Is Matt Stafford going to be available this offseason?
Nick in Berkeley.
You trade Shanahan.
Nick in Berkeley.
You trade Purdy for a couple of seconds, maybe Brock Bowers.
Oh, man.
And you go sign Matt Stafford, and you say, Belichick, let's run it back.
Oh, my God. Nick in Berkeley, what's going on? We need a win bad around here.
I'm teasing now.
Nick, what's happening?
Hey, look. I'm so sick. I think it'd be exciting to win the last four games and then have some teams help us and back into the playoffs and then maybe knock somebody off. But we're just not it. You know what I'm saying? As a head coach, like Shanahan, like, dude, you're on the right hash mark and you're running power sweeps to the right. What are you doing? Like the guy was saying, Shanahan makes you mad. He infuriates me. Dude, you're wasting so much talent on this team as the head coach. What are you doing, dude? Look in the mirror, bozo. Take out the rubber nose and the rainbow wig, bro. Please. I'm begging you, dude. Like, it's just ridiculous. You know, And, like, we're talking about, like, head coaches and stuff like that. It's like you got to pair the head coach up with somebody that's actually facilitating. I mean, dude, you should be running practices, doing nothing but special teams the entire practice. Like, you know, be a coach, bro. Oversee everything. You got, you're a control freak. You're always mad at the players about this and that, bro. They're professionals. You know, you're insulting them by being mad at them. And it's very telling for the captain of the offense to come out and complain about his touches and his routes and everything last night. We haven't heard that in a long time. I mean, the cracks are starting to open up, man. And, you know, if we're talking about getting a head coach, he'll give me some Deion Sanders, baby. He'll give me some prime time. It's the last time he won a Super Bowl. That's how long it's been, people. It's like, dude,
hey,
we were gashing those cats
last night. Nick and Berkeley, real quick. Gashing Nick and Berkeley, would you subscribe to Coach Prime with the 49ers?
Oh, I'll take Coach Prime all day long.
Yeah, I think I'm out on Coach Prime.
No, I'm staying
with Shanahan.
Yeah, no, we're all staying with Shanahan. Come on. You know what? You got to give Coach Prime credit. Now, Loveman called in sick because he knew that smoke was coming for the Miami Hurricanes. I'll save the smoke for tomorrow because I told him I would be insufferable about that. And I will be with the way he was clowning and showing his ass a couple weeks ago about Colorado. Give credit to Colorado. We all didn't believe they would win five games. They went out there and beat Oklahoma State 52-0. Shador threw for 500. Travis Hunter's going to win the Heisman. He should win the Heisman. Like, you know what? Say to Coach Prime, slander. And he got them boys playing in the bowl game. He said, we don't do that out here. We play for Miss Peggy, who's 100 years old. All my guys played in the bowl game. I said, okay, Coach Prime. Okay.
I like that you're wearing your green today.
Why?
Touchdown Jesus, baby. Notre Dame.
What was up with them wearing all white uniforms at the LA Memorial Coliseum? You're playing USC.
I know.
That kind of jersey.
I know.
How's the gold pants?
I know.
Did they get bleached? How did they wear their gold pants in LA?
I know.
And the fact is, usually in LA, they play the night game.
Notre Dame. I didn't like the daytime.
I'm not going to be lying. That CBS, the 4K CBS.
Well, the 4K on Fox looks good, too.
It looks good, too.
Anything 4K. On 4K.
Yeah, anything. But I did love that it was at 12:30 because it did look like the Joe Montana days.
Oh, no doubt.
And all that stuff.
Yeah, no doubt.
With O.J. Railwood against them.
By the way, did you guys hear the latest? Speaking of, we're talking about the Bears and now Notre Dame. Marcus Freeman now linked to the Chicago Bears head job, potentially, who is currently the head coach of the Notre Dame.
Not a play caller, though.
He's not, but he's a leader of men, Joe Shasky.
No, he is. I love him.
Reportedly,
he's very Mike Tomlin-like.
Reportedly, that's what the Bears are looking for, is a quote-unquote leader of men, whatever the hell that means.
Leader of men.
Dude, the 510. Comcast Business Text Line. No, it's not Fitch, because I have his phone number.
Stop it.
510, I wouldn't want Coach Prime, who I would like as the head coach from Notre Dame. He's got that football program humming right now. Wow. Wow.
He's 38. He's young.
Wow.
Freeman, I live with these people. I love these people. They're part of my family.
I follow him on Instagram. He's a family man. He's got like five kids or whatever. And the guy is chiseled. He is jacked. No, he is yoked out of his mind.
Hey, that running back, Jeremiah Love.
He's a beast. Have you played with him in the video game?
He's hella fast. By the way, I left Oregon, went to Michigan. No one cares.
Know,
but I got Michigan humming back right now.
Put the Notre Dame fight song on the board, please.
Dude, I played Notre Dame in the first game. I beat him 27-24, game with a field goal. Listen.
Riley's pretty fast in the video game.
Jeremiah Love, that high hurdle over the dude?
That was ridiculous.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I'm intrigued. Oh, a playoff game at South Bend?
Marcus Freeman was actually drafted by the Chicago Bears in the fifth round of the 2009 NFL draft.
Did not know that.
I did not know that. Look at that. The more you know.
The more you know. So things are about to swirl here.
You know.
Things are about to go crazy.
We're down so bad. Went on a football NFL 49er loss Sunday night. We spent 4 minutes talking to college football.
And we spent no time on the Golden State Warriors, and they lost four games in a row. And they're leaking oil.
I mean, if I watch Pajemski close a game out, and I mean.
The Warriors will be a boneyard.
Dude, I'm not here to question Steve Kerr.
Where is Priest?
I'm not here to question Steve Kerr. He's a hell of a coach. He's going into the Hall of Fame one day. But how does Pat Spencer? I know Pat Spencer played hard. He led the comeback the night before. Dude.
Pat Spencer game.
Moses Moody played 3 minutes Saturday night in Phoenix. 3 minutes.
I don't get the Moses Moody. Why is he on the team?
I don't even know if he's good or not. It's been 4 years. I don't even know if he's good.
Moses Moody?
We clearly don't think that the coach thinks he's good, right? I mean, we can all agree there.
Hey, Kuminga is just...
Well, Kuminga started off the game 0-for-8, and dude, I'm like, they're all good looks. Dude,
Wednesday night against Oklahoma City may have been the worst start to a game he's ever had. The threes...
Was he 0-for-8?
He was... No, in that game, he started off 0-for-3s, ended up 3-for-10 from 3. He ended up playing better, but then the Warriors missed 14 straight shots in the last... Kyle Anderson made a layup. It was 5:45 left. They didn't hit another basket until there was 19 seconds left on the Draymond layup. They missed 14 straight shots at crunch time.
Friday night, Draymond played horrific.
Saturday night?
Yeah, Saturday, yeah. Sorry. Horrific.
Man.
Like, the final cut. Him and Steph with terrible turnovers. Steph's frustrated. I'm frustrated. I mean, thank God we got Bryce Eldridge and Macklin Celebrini in the Bay, right? Am I right?
Well, we don't know who Bryce is. I'm sold on Bryce. You're going to sell me on him like you did Casey Smith. Now you got me going there. But Macklin Celebrini, we all been on that
trade. Hayden Birdsong.
Hey, they swept the Kraken. The Crackheads. That's what they call the Kraken. Seattle Kraken. Call them the Kraken. They call themselves the Crackheads.
Crack.
We're not talking about that. Right? We're not talking about Elmo doing Titanic lines. We're not talking about Scarface here. We're talking about the Kraken.
We're not talking about Hunter Biden.
Hey, no, they got a big Elmo.
Relax. What?
Dude, whoa.
He got pardoned.
It's 9 o'clock. I'm throwing all the names under the bus. 3-1 Shasky.
If you didn't get a meme about the Hunter Biden pardon, then I don't know what kind of family you're in.
Listen.
Seriously, Carter, am I wrong? Just nod yes or no. Am I wrong?
I'm going to need you to stop snitching. I'm going to need you to stop snitching for a second. Let's make it through a Monday.
Hey, look, if that was my kid, I'd pardon him too.
because now we're gonna get heat on you know the internet. We're not gonna be able to.
Pardon me. What's that song? That's what he's playing right now.
Pardon
with Elmo.
That's what Jimmy Garoppolo got right on in practice. Trey Lance started throwing dimes.
We gotta laugh, people. Our season's over. I don't even think we have a quarterback.
Hey, that song came on. Trey Lance threw a dime to Ross Twelly.
Vontae goes, Jimmy, I'm shazamming that.
Dude, Jimmy threw the easiest pick six to Fred Warner. I was like, damn, he's so rattled. Tony in Oakland jumped off. Oh, what does she have to say?
I don't know, but I wanted to ask Tony if she saw the new Elvis Presley doc that's on Netflix. It's excellent.
I heard it was good.
It's excellent.
I heard it was good.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I'm caught in a trap. I can't hold back.
Speaking of Elvis Presley, the boy Jack Harlow.
Oh, dude.
Did you see that?
I did see it.
What is he crossing over
now? Have I been saying to you? Why are all these white rappers turning into country singers? What's going on?
They had the brother sing a country at the Lions game.
Jelly Roll. I don't even know who that is.
Jelly Roll's been making a round. No, Jelly Roll's in the Cowboy game. They had the brother in the Lions game. Those are brother sing a country.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Shaboozy? Yeah, Secret
What's
country.
His name?
Shaboozy.
Jeez Louise. But anyway, yeah, Jack Harlow all of a sudden is doing Elvis Presley stand-ups. I don't know. The whole thing is crazy.
I guess he's got to stay relevant, right?
Well, Kid Rock did it, and, you know, I can't keep up.
Kid Rock.
I want to be a cowboy.
All right, man. Is it time to go to the final five?
It's time for the Xfinity Fast Five. Your last chance to get in on the morning roast. Brought to you by Xfinity. Supercharge your home with supersonic Wi-Fi. Unbeatable internet. Only from Xfinity.
Here's a new one. Throw this name into the pot. 415. Dan Lanning from Oregon to the Niners. He's a dog. D-E-W-G. Attitude, leadership, everything. He still wants to win. And not only win, he wants to stab you in the heart and keep his foot on the gas.
You know, it would actually be perfect fit because there's nothing that's more perfect of a pairing than Oregon football and 49er football. Dude, damn near the exact same teams.
Get to the end and just poop themselves.
Is Oregon going
to
poop themselves this year?
Hey, you know what? They're carrying the Big Ten.
They are. Penn State, Oregon, Big Ten Championship.
Look at
my Frank James Franklin.
Coast to coast.
My follow is, I don't know where I stand right now with Kyle Shanahan. I've loved the guy forever. I just think it's a lost year. And we're in the middle of it, so we're laughing a little. You know who I would never hire? Ever. Ryan Day. Ryan Day stood there as his team was fighting in a brawl at midfield over the flag thing, which has totally jumped the shark. But I'm just, I mean, like, look it, man. I know that they're all professionals now because they're all getting paid, but at some level, this is, I guess, some fakeness of amateurism. I could never see, like, Bobby Bowden and his team doing that with him standing there not doing something. I couldn't see Nick Saban or Pete Carroll or any great college coach over the Jim Harbaugh, like, have some semblance of a spine. Ryan Day should never coach again in college.
I remember,
a head coach.
Dude, speaking of which, because 6'5L just jogged my memory, he's an ex-Niner coach. I remember working with Greg Papa. He goes, you know who Kaepernick's quarterback coach was, right? It's like, who? Ryan Day.
Oh, God.
Last year. He was. Go look it up. I think it was a quarterback coach.
That explains everything.
Ryan Day, what a joke of a program he's run. I mean, they got ballers at Ohio State. That was the worst Michigan team in 5 years.
They turned the ball
quarterback
over three times in the red zone.
The guy Ward had a wide open tight end. Got picked off.
Hey, that game was sick,
like,
though.
No, the game was.
It was so sick.
Michigan,
though.
Ohio State.
So sick.
Big dog. We were FaceTiming. We've been watching this game. Chaska, we've been watching this go to Ohio State since 91 with Desmond Howard and now. It's never disappointed.
Also, Michigan should always wear yellow pants.
Oh, yeah.
What are you doing?
But the all-whites don't hit.
Okay,
they
but
do
I
hit.
Love the maze.
But Notre Dame wore the all-white. Okay. You know what I'm saying? So things are changing. Times
know,
are changing.
I know.
My final thought is, go ahead, Spuddy, you go.
No, I was just going to piggyback off that. The best part of the weekend was that pregame when Charles Woodson was on the set for Fox, and he was talking, he was gassing up his team, saying, you know what? They got a shot today. I'm not laughing about it. And Urban Meyer was chuckling next to him as if they did they had no chance.
I
wonder if Urban's still chuckling after
that. No, Urban was drinking alone at a grocery store.
Well, with someone on his lap.
You know what Urban's doing? He's thinking, how can I get back into Columbus?
He will.
I smell blood.
Yeah.
Larry Grant, our boy Larry Grant, sent me a text. Sorry, Larry, I'll text you back in a second. But I saw him tweet. He goes, can we give Jim Tressel a lifetime contract?
I love Jim Tressel.
With the sweater vest.
Yeah. Hey, Terrell Pryor, to this day, Terrell Pryor got jobbed.
He did get jobbed.
Al Davis's last pick in the NFL?
He did get jobbed.
Hey, he could play, though.
My final thought is, no, we'll save the Warriors for tomorrow. This college football playoff, I don't think we understand what we're in store for. We don't understand. This is going to be one of the greatest evolutions of a sport in the history of sports. Like, we had baseball with the pitch clock and lack of shifting. It's been great. The rule change has been great for baseball. I'm waiting for the NBA to change. I got a thought on the NBA and how to fix the NBA. But the college football playoff, when we get that bracket of the 12-team playoff, we're going to lose our minds. This is good. You're going to get a playoff game in South Bend, Indiana? A playoff game? Oh, my gosh. That's my final thought. College football's off the chain. And, Lutman, I'll be waiting for you tomorrow in the Miami Hurricanes. Oh, buddy. That was Fast Five, brought to you by Xfinity. At home or on the go, you get the fastest internet to all of your devices.